This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
The jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. She wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad her sister isn't coming to her birthday party, but just hear it out. Hear it out.
I need to start just listening through the whole time before I react.
Well, because this is... I think people are going to go both ways on this.
Okay.
But who am I?
Who am I to judge?
She says, good morning, Allie and DZ. Please keep me anonymous. So I don't remember what her name was, so we'll make it up at the end. She said, I want to know if I'm the jerk for being mad at my sister who's not going to come to a comedy show for my birthday. Okay.
All right.
She says, I'm planning on going to a comedy show on Saturday night for my birthday. I invited my sister, who's currently in college, to see if she wanted to come with us to the comedy show, which starts at 7 p.m.
These college kids don't want to go to no dang comedy show.
Well, her sister said she doesn't want to go just in case her college friends are having a party.
Exactly.
She said, I shouldn't be mad at her for not going because when I was in college, I would also go out with friends on the weekends and wouldn't be expected to do some stuff with family.
Fair.
She said, some disclosures, though. I went to college in a different state, 6 hours away. She's going to college right here in our hometown and living with my parents rent-free and my brother, who's also in college, and he is coming to the comedy show for my birthday. So am I the jerk for being mad at her? Thank you.
I see why this is all about.
Now, hold on, because again, there's some layers. One, her little sister's in college, and we all know how selfish we are, especially at that age.
Your brother's in college, too, though.
Yeah, but he's showing up.
He's going.
That being said, she said, I didn't come home for my siblings' birthdays, but I was 6 hours away. She's in town.
That's an excuse.
But I also remember being in high school, all this stuff, and being like, if I had something better to do, I didn't want to hang out with my family. We were selfish. Even now, sometimes I'm selfish. It's like, you want to do what you want to do with your friends.
Yeah.
It's not personal.
No.
And you just want to do what you want to do.
Yeah, and can't nobody fault you for that.
So.
But family does anyway.
Yeah.
Family does fault you for whatever they feel like faulting us for.
Because her sister's like, why can't my sister come to the party? She's in town.
That's a...
And
it's,
you know,
not
in college, you're not even going out till 10 or 11 anyway. Please.
It's not an hour out of the day, bro. It's a whole night's commitment.
Mm.
You're going to a comedy show. That is what you're doing that night.
Mm-hmm.
Because guaranteed, you're going to do something either dinner before or dinner afterwards.
Yeah.
So that is your night. And when you're in college, I get that you're going to get 1,001 nights out with friends.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also going to get 1,001 more birthdays with family, bro.
Kids are selfish. This is, a friend of mine was just talking about how she's, her kid's out of college and still doesn't want to come decorate the tree with her. She's, you know what I mean? Things like that where you think, oh, we're going to have family time and the kids are going to do
this.
Great. You, a lot of times you have to force them to do stuff like that, unfortunately. And she's like, my daughter didn't want to come over to decorate the tree with me. I did it by myself. That's another perfect example of somebody in their 20s who's like, like, Mom, I'm busy.
Well, you're assuming that your kids are always going to just put you first. Mm-hmm. When did we do that?
That's exactly what I'm saying. We were selfish.
Like, we were selfish when we finally got a little bit of freedom to do what we wanted to do. Didn't we run with it, per se?
Yes, and it didn't mean our family didn't matter.
No, it definitely doesn't mean our family didn't matter, but we were focused.
But they're in the same town. She's here in Milwaukee. It's her birthday. She asked her little sister to come.
Is she living at home with Mom and Dad, too? Because if this sister that's going to the comedy show is living on her own, she can't put nothing on it. Mm. She's sitting there and comparing their two experiences, right?
Yeah, and she's older.
Yeah. You live in your own life. You've lived your own life. You went to college away. Mm-hmm. She's trying to have her college experience. And she's saving a little bit of money by living at home with her parents. Don't be mad at her for it. And don't make her try to make her feel bad for not wanting to come to your birthday because you decided to go to a comedy show.
She doesn't want to be at the improv.
You do, Ma.
Older Olivia.
Olivia.
Older sister Olivia. Older Olivia. It wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad her sister isn't coming to her birthday, but her sister's in college. Has no other plans, by the way. That's a little shady as well to be like, well, in case, I know, that's why I grunted, bro,
because I just thought about that.
We know how we acted when we were that age.
Yeah, but if you really don't got nothing else going on and you've got a younger brother that is going, that's probably the same age as the sister that's not trying to go, you are just being petty and saying, nah, that sounds boring.
Well, somebody said, not the jerk on text. It's one dang night of the year. Sisters being selfish. Isaiah in Milwaukee said, jerk. Life is too short to miss out on family events. You never know what day could be their last. Okay, then you're saying not the jerk. Isaiah, you're actually saying you agree with the girl who wrote in, Olivia. She is not the jerk for being upset because family's important, if I read your text correctly.
That did sound what it was saying, and I do agree with what you're meaning.
They're saying younger sister's the jerk. Somebody texted that in.
I think that's what we're kind of leaning towards. That's what the text sounds like. I don't know if I am
because I feel like I'm judging someone when I would have done the same thing at that age.
No, the text sound like they're saying that.
Yeah.
We were
selfish too.
We're seeing why she's saying that. She's 21, freshly, maybe?
I'm not saying family, if she could be 18 or 19 if she's in college.
If she's waiting to see if her friends got parties going.
You're right, actually, because that was pre-bars.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. It was all parties.
It was all parties, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right. She's not talking about going out. That's what it is, bro. She's not 21 yet. And I'm not trying to put that out there like that, but it's got to be. And she's going, if I go to the improv, or if I go, maybe not the improv.
She's thinking, I don't want to hang out with my family. I want to hang out with my friends.
If I go to the comedy show with you, I'm going to be out in public. Mm-hmm. I can't be at my friend's apartment, house party, whatever. Okay. I'm here now.
414-533-1037 is older Olivia. The jerk for being mad her little sister isn't coming to her birthday because her little sister just wants to do her own thing. She's in college.
Ugh,
awkward.
Big awkward, yo.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So we named her older Olivia, and she wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad her little sister isn't coming to her birthday party. Now, she's going to a comedy show on Saturday at 7 p.m., and the younger sister's in college and said, I don't know, my friends might have plans. I don't want to go.
There might be a party that I'd try to go to instead of that, so I'm going to just wait on those plans to come about. Yeah.
Fine, let's go to Nick in Milwaukee and see what he thinks this morning. Nick.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Ooh,
inspired and energized. All right, Nick.
Is Olivia the jerk for being mad at her little sister?
Nah, 00 is not the jerk.
00. I see what you did there.
That was a good one,
okay,
Nick.
So 00 is 00. Not the jerk. Why, though?
No, because eventually her younger sister is going to realize that going out to those parties, just they're only fun when you're young.
Yeah.
But if my older brother now, if he asks me out, he's like, hey, you want to go to the bar? I'm like, hell yeah, I'm appreciative of that.
Right. Versus when you were younger. It's like you understand, right?
And then when you're older, I'm the younger one.
Well, and same, I'm the baby and I would have, I get it now that I'm older.
That's what Nick's saying. Now she'll understand later in life. That's why she's calling her not the jerk. She's saying, saying Double O's not the jerk because Double O knows that you're not going to embrace those experiences like you really think you are now. Later in life, you know, you're going to wish you would have came to the comedy show. Why am I crying?
I don't know if I've ever felt this way, but I feel like they're neither are the jerk because I feel like the older that's what I'm saying. The older sister, I get her because I do agree with Nick that Double O is eventually going to realize, or she gets it,
that the house party sucked anyway.
That, that, you know, she's not the jerk for being upset, but I also don't think the little sister, she's in her selfish era like a lot of us were or are.
True.
And so then how can I judge? That's why I'm saying neither of them are irritating me because I get both sides, but you have to pick, I guess. So
you have to pick.
Now I'm playing both sides. Never mind, Nick. You know what? You're not the jerk.
Nick brought a strong point, though, as to why it's not the jerk for Double O.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Fair
he
enough,
did.
Man.
All right. Thanks for confusing me even more, Nick.
Appreciate you. Later, fans.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good day. Love, man. Peace.
Blame them. Like, I'm doing it.
Thanks for making it harder.
I'm talking to my own self, blaming everyone else.
Nick, this wasn't about you.
No. All right, let's go to Maddie in New Berlin. Hey, Maddie.
Morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, what do you think? Because Paula in Waukesha texted in and said, anyone who's mad at someone for not giving their time to them is a jerk. No one owes you their personal time, family or not. Oh.
So saying Double O is a jerk.
Yeah. What do you think, Maddie?
I think she's not the jerk for a very specific reason. And I think that's because she didn't have no plan. She's literally preemptively waiting for plans to happen. And, like, I was in college. I had friends in college who did this. It wasn't me. But, like, there's you go out Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like, if you really are trying to go out and go to parties,
you're going
stuff,
out.
Like, yeah, there's
going to be multiple days. Since there isn't already plans set, you're saying sister's being jerk.
That's the part that makes the little sister the jerk.
Yep.
And that's why Double O's not the jerk.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
If she was like, oh, there's already this plan, or I was already invited to this, she's not a jerk. But she's randomly waiting for something when there's other days happening. And if she really did want to go to a party that night, it's a comedy show at 7, you said. They're probably done at like 10.
She's going out at 10 anyway.
Maybe it's the later show. Maybe it's the 9 o'clock show. Who knows?
She's going out in spaghetti straps like we did with no coat in this weather. And you know what I'm talking
about.
Put
a dang coat on, y'all. What's wrong with you guys?
We don't need a coat. We look cute, okay? We're young.
Frostbite thinks y'all look cute too. Mm-hmm. All right. Maddie's saying, nah, man. It's the point that she had no plans, zero things on the calendar, nothing on the docket, and you still said, I ain't going.
It's messed up, yeah.
Duh.
All right, not the jerk. Okay, thank you, Maddie. You have a great day. Good perspective.
Thank you, guys. You too.
Appreciate you. Bye.
All right, Dominique's in Milwaukee. Last but not least, Dominique. Good morning.
Hey, dog.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Wepa, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Do you agree with Nick and Maddie that Olivia is not the jerk for being mad her little sister's not coming to her birthday party?
Vacuum sweep.
We are going to go ahead and get out the brooms, the vacuum. We're doing it today. It is sweet.
Dang, son.
Yep. Somebody else has texted in and said, not the jerk. Again, the sister can go to a party after the show.
Absolutely, yeah. She was already pre-planning on not going to the sister's thing. So she's like, well, my friends might be having a party this weekend. So maybe. I'm probably not going.
And it wasn't even a maybe. It was like a nah. I'm trying to wait to see if there's a better function going on.
You know what Chrissy texted in? She said, what 20, 21-year-old has friends that make plans at 7 p.m.? Little sis could go to the comedy show for an hour or so and go out with friends later. That's the thing. It doesn't matter. She just wants to be with her friends.
She doesn't
want
to book her night
she
up.
She doesn't want to be with her family. It is what it is.
Basically wants to be available for anything at the drop of a hat that doesn't involve family. She just might not rock with y'all like that. Stop forcing her.
And listen to this text. Somebody said, my daughter's 25 and lives in Nebraska. When she comes home for trips, she's not interested in doing things with me. She wants to see her friends.
You can't be mad at it, man. This is the selfish era of life. Hopefully they come around full circle, and they might not, though.
Yeah, thank you, Dominique. Yeah. It's not the jerk today.
Appreciate you, fam. Love, man. Peace.
Mm-hmm. Dang,
dog.
You know what?
Even
if you want to think this out even farther, so, you know, I moved away from home when I was, 21. I went to school where I grew up in Southern Illinois. And then I moved to Wausau. I moved to Albuquerque. I lived in Vegas. And then I moved here.
Dude, I moved out at 18. So, same. We moved out young. We both moved out young.
When I would fly home, because I would have to fly home to even go home, it was a whole trip. I would not be sitting around even in my, or I was, 25 when I got to Milwaukee. So 20 to 25, I'm flying home. Was I spending all the time with my parents? No, I would eat dinner with them and be like, I'm out.
If that.
And if I came home, you were lucky.
Think about it. If that, bro. If you ate dinner. Yeah. Or came home.
Or came home, because I would go out with my friends because I was 22, 23. And I would be like, and my parents weren't like, you're not hanging out with us, even though it probably hurt their feelings. I was like, deuces.
They also, you were the third iteration to do this. You know what I'm saying? True. To be back and come out.
You know what I'm saying? As someone who truly, truly, like, went, came home.
You did this. You did this.
I would leave all the time, like kids do. And I watch my friends' kids do it who are here and never left.
Are you sticking to it? Sounds like you're sticking to it and saying that old 00 is the jerk for being mad.
I understand why she's mad. So she's not a jerk for being mad, but she's got to understand the little sister.
Don't Midwest nice this. Don't you Midwest nice this, bro. What? Don't distract because we got Summerfest power passes.
Not the jerk. Fine. Not the jerk. Okay, screw it.